Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Locating the theme of some biblical books, such as 1 Corinthians, can be very difficult. Other books, like Romans and Galatians, have themes which are easily discerned. 2 Peter's theme can be capsulized in 5 words. Salvation is the better knowledge. 2 verses from 2 Peter provide some insight into the theme of this little book. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power has given unto us all things which pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1, 2 and 3. The word knowledge, in some form, is used 16 times in 2 Peter. 6 times the intensified form of the word is used. When one realizes that the epistle has only 51 verses, it should be evident just how important the word knowledge is in our understanding 2 Peter. 2 verses from this epistle are especially noteworthy. For if these things, that is the Christian graces, be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, 8. But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. 2 Peter 3, 18. Do you suppose it had ever dawned on the Apostle Peter, or on any other Bible writer, that human beings cannot know? No Bible writer ever took such a ridiculous position. In fact, some form of the word yada, the Hebrew word for know, appears more than 900 times in the Old Testament. Some form of the Greek words meaning to know are used over 900 times in the New Testament. Do these words provide some insight into man's ability to know and the need to know? If we cannot know, why do inspired writers deceive us by telling us we can know and must know? Jesus Himself said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:32. How utterly ridiculous for liberal theologians and for others to tell people they cannot know. Dr. Joseph Fletcher, the infamous situation ethicist, told an audience at Murray State University that anyone who claims to know the absolute truth is an absolute fool. Robert Usher, an English teacher at Murray, stood at the end of Fletcher's speech and asked if what he had said was absolute truth. Fletcher did not respond to Robert Usher's question. But surely anyone can punch holes in the reasoning of a man like Fletcher. If we cannot know the truth, we cannot be held accountable for not obeying it. In fact, we cannot be held accountable for doing or not doing anything. Could this be one of the reasons so many of our young people have become involved in alcohol and in other drugs? Does disbelief in our ability to know the truth explain why so many people, both old and young, engage in adulterous affairs, destroy babies through abortion, and kill the sick and the old through physician-assisted suicide? Bishop John Shelby Spong argues that human beings cannot be certain about anything. Do you suppose he is certain we cannot be certain? My friends, God has given us minds to know what He has revealed in His Word. His Word is plain enough that we can know what He wants us to know. He will hold us accountable for knowing and for doing His will. Thank you, and may God bless you.